You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Avalanche are on home ice tonight at Ball Arena.
That's good.
They're taking on Winnipeg. My suggestion is that Winnipeg drops this stupid name they've got for the hockey team, the Winnipeg Jets. And you really want to sell a lot of merchandise, they need to change the name to the Winnipeg Whatchamacallits.
Who are you seeing tonight? Oh, the Whatchamacallits.
The old Whatchamacallits are playing some hockey tonight. That's what it's all about.
I like it.
But they won't listen to me, so they'll continue to come in last in jersey sales in the NHL. Speaking of sports, the NFL has found, they found a day where there was no football, and they're like, well, we got to take care of that right away. That day is Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So beginning next year, not this year, but next year, you will now have an NFL game. Not only, what do we have, three of them on Thanksgiving, now there will be another one the day after on Black Friday.
Oh, okay.
And it'll be carried by Amazon Prime.
Oh, that's kind of fitting, isn't it? With Amazon and the shopping. And
if you think about it.
They'll be promoting it all over Amazon. And
there's a little synergy there, isn't it?
I see what they're doing.
Today is National New Friends Day.
I love new friends. You need friends. I hope you make some friends today.
I made that one new friend.
You have one.
That attorney dude.
You need more than that.
Then he, like, coughed me up like a hairball.
Man. He bailed like, on you? He ghosted you?
I haven't heard from him in a long, long time.
Well, it's because you were making the plans. You went in too deep. You were making plans with the wives and all this and camping trips and vacations.
What are you talking about? There was one meeting with the wives.
It was too soon.
It was his suggestion, but I figured out what happened as he went home and told her. She's like, I ain't doing that.
I don't even like those people.
Well,
how do we get you some more friends?
I'm all right. I don't need any new friends. I got enough in my life. Those of you who want to fly during the holidays, you better buy your dang tickets this week. This is the week where the prices will sort of bottom out, if there is such a thing with airline tickets these days. They're expensive. They say starting next week, tickets will be going up by like $10 to $15 a day.
What?
So you need to purchase your tickets this week if you can.
I
need to schedule another flight back to Denver, so maybe I'll
book now. We're toying around with driving to Iowa for Thanksgiving. We got that week off, you know, so.
Well, you don't have to book anything.
Thinking about it, I know, but it's still holiday travel. I don't know.
Just do it. I've been encouraging you to do it. Go back to Iowa. You love.
I love Iowa
Thanksgiving.
I really
do. Just go do it. Quit talking about it.
I might do some house shopping while I'm there, too.
Do it.
I want to farm.
One other thing about flying I want to throw in. There was this really interesting story that says, and I've never thought about this because I'm a window seat guy, but there's a story that's out where a dermatologist is talking about how if you're especially in a window seat, but in other parts of the airplane, you could get sunburned because we're exposed to more UV rays at 30, 35,000 feet. They found that pilots and flight attendants actually were twice as likely to get melanoma.
Oh, God.
So they say when
that's
you get
scary.
On an airplane, put on sunscreen.
You can thank the clouds for that because the UV rays bounce off the clouds and right into the window of the airplane. They bounce off the clouds.
I didn't know UV rays could bounce.
You get off your airplane and you're tan as could be. Ready for Cabo.
Something new I'd never thought about before. And then the last thing I've got is the state that swears the most and the state that swears the least. The most foul-mouthed state in the country, according to this survey, is the state of Georgia.
I declare.
Who bruised my bleepity bleep peach?
You said biscuits are big out there, so maybe...
Huge.
These are the best mother blanking biscuits you
biscuits
going to...
I've ever had, you bleep.
I could eat the bleep out of these.
People who swear the least? Now, I would have thought Utah, but it's actually 5th from the bottom. Minnesota swears the least? Man, I tell you what, if I'm in a Minnesota winter, I walk outside, I'm cursing. Like, immediately. First, when you open that door and you step out and it's 19 below
zero. First thing you would say is a cuss word.
Absolutely. So I find... That's garbage.
You sure that right in the blankety-blank garbage.
That's garbage. What else is trending?
Halloween candy is trending. We were just talking about Halloween candy a few minutes ago. The price is super scary this year. They say Halloween candy prices are up 13% more than last year, and they were high last year. They say this is the largest yearly jump in candy prices ever recorded. Mostly because the prices of sugar and flour have skyrocketed. Sugar's up 17%, flour's up 24% since last year. And again, everything was high last year. And then, of course, there's the whole, you know, supply chain issues and things like that. And it translates to other things. I mean, if you want to run your grocery store, the cost of cakes and cupcakes and cookies, all that stuff is up. Thanks to the sugar and flour prices. So it will be a little bit more money to hand out the candy this year to trick-or-treaters. Did you guys pick out what you're going to be handing out yet?
Yes, but I don't know where it is because Gretchen bought the bags and then hid them.
Yep. Smart move. Mm-hmm. She knows you.
Now, no, not so much for me, but
your
for
stepdaughter.
Zoe.
Yeah, your stepdaughter, I figured.
And Zoe even came down, and she goes, do we have Halloween
Where's
candy
that
yet?
Candy
this,
at?
Honest to God, it's funny you asked this. Yesterday evening, Zoe's like, do we have Halloween candy?
I just have a hankering.
Yeah, and I hit it.
Ugh, Mom, you're the worst.
And there's no chance that Zoe can find it because she doesn't find stuff even when it's just sitting out. She doesn't see messes and everything.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
She'll
well,
walk
good.
By trash on the floor and not see it. So
I
we probably should
thing.
Just throw it on the floor.
That's pretty funny, man. Pretty funny. Oh, what else? Reality TV is trending this morning. There's a the story says a sad stat out this morning. 14% of people think what they see on reality TV is real. From 90 Day Fiancé to The Bachelor to The Kardashians.
I guess we shouldn't be surprised, should we?
Even the baking and cooking shows, they're fun to watch.
What?
But a lot of that is staged, man. It's
Liar.
Not real. They're
Liar.
Not making these exquisite meals in 20 minutes.
What?
It's fake. Fake! Let's talk about being trendy in the trending reports. Another study out this morning finding the average person pretty much gives up trying to be trendy at the age of 35.
Yep.
So let me ask you, Dom, are you overwhelmed by the volume and speed of fashion trends?
Oh, you know it.
Oh, tell me.
I can barely keep up.
Do you have the confidence to try all the latest and hottest styles, Dom? In your airport hoodie today?
That's a trick question because I've got plenty of confidence. Where do you plug in that you just don't care?
At the age of 35 and a half, apparently. That's when you just kind of give up.
I do have an airport hoodie today. Are you knocking my airport hoodie?
All day long. Do you struggle to strike a balance between trendy and age appropriate? Is this too young for me? I'm kind of past all this stuff, too. I like to be slightly trendy, but I do know my age at this point. And I, you know, I'm just a fan of flannels and jeans. I'm sorry. That's just what I like. That's what I'm comfortable in, and that's what I'm going to wear. So suck it.
Fair enough.
A house in Texas is trending this morning because it is said to be haunted by ghosts who tend to be just a little bit naughty. Back in the day, this house was a house for ladies of the night, Dom.
A bordello!
And the owner, Linda.
The chicken ranch.
No, it's the bunny ranch.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the bunny ranch.
The chicken ranch.
I never went.
That's so funny. They always head on down to the chicken ranch. That's KFC, man.
It just got more appeal for me these days.
Right? I'd rather go there
rather
than the
go
bunny
to
ranch.
The chicken ranch than the bunny ranch.
Give me
ranch.
Some
what
dipping sauces,
say?
Man.
Oh, that's so funny. You're right. It is the bunny ranch.
Anyway.
You know it goes along with chicken, though, so that's maybe why I thought that.
Right. She can't rent this house out because there's always, like, strange sounds and moaning going on at the house.
Oh, good. Let me hear the moaning. Do you have audio?
I don't have the moaning, but she says, like, she's been in the shower at this house, and she said there was a figure behind the shower curtain, and the figure said, looking good. And she pulled the curtain back and there was nobody there. And then she brought in those ghost detectors with their special equipment. And they actually heard voices. And this is what they heard on the little voice machine.
Sexual. No other way to put it. He said, oh, baby, yeah. Yeah, I like it like that. It really is haunted.
Yeah.
Give me a repeat of her saying that.
Oh, baby, yeah.
That's what you sound like at KFC. Some of that gravy dripping off your chin, right into your belly button.
Oh, baby, yeah.
I'm also saving that audio. That's going to be one of our little jingles.
I like it.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning.
Oh, baby, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming soon. Perfect. All right, let's do some clickbait, man.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Pretty funny TikTok video making the rounds this morning where a husband lists off all the reasons he has had to apologize to his wife. And it's pretty darn comical. Like, one of them was he was sitting on the same spot on the couch for too long. She says it was going to ruin the cushions. He's like, I'm sorry. Check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.